Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, January the 19th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a pleasure to be bringing you this program. Every time I get a chance to do this program, I enjoy doing it with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And I'm glad to be back with you. And we've now been doing this for 4.5 years. Think about that, listeners. 4.5 years. As of, let me think here. As of this coming Tuesday, it will be 4.5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, listeners, time flies. But it'll have been 4.5 years, listeners, that I've been coming to you like this. And to be honest with you, I've loved it. I really have. And at first, you know, of course, we had growing pains and was getting used to it, but then amidst the growing pains and all that, at first, you know, I was still loving it, and I still do love it. And then I really enjoy having you listeners tuning in. And and it's called Miracle Man for a reason. It's called when me and Future Man launched this, he helped me launch it. But when we launched this on Tuesday, July 25th of 2017, we together decided that the Miracle Man was the perfect name for this program. And when we launched it, of course, he called it the Preacher of the Miracle Man, but the reason the Miracle Man part is in there is because I am a miracle. Look at everything Jesus has done in my life, because he's done a lot in my life. Not only did he save my soul, he healed me of so many different things. And and the truth is everyone has their own story about what God did for them, how they got saved and gave their life to Christ. And each individual person, their story is different. Like, I think of the story of someone like my mother, for example, where her father was a pastor. But then when she turned like 17, 18, for 11 years she did not go to church. But then she went in the Open Door in 1998, October of 88, seeking help. And then someone at Open Door in Midland told her about Jesus. She got saved. went to Living Word. She even told my pastor later on, you know. She was like, you know, I smoke. Can I come to your church? She's like, yeah. He's like, yes, ma'am. Just don't smoke, you know, in the church. Anything like that. She's like, okay, Dr. Buck, I understand. But then, and then she found out she was pregnant for me out of wedlock. And she said, and my mom said, well, Dr. Buckley, I found out I was pregnant. Can I still come to your church? Well, yes, you can still come to my church. And then I was born, dedicated in the house of God. My point being told, everyone has their own different testimony. As to how they got saved, how and brought into the kingdom. And for each individual, as I said, it's something different. And one person that I know, where my brother had been staying in Kentucky, he had been staying at their house in Kentucky. Last year, like end of 2020, start of 2021. She had said, you know, at one point I was, you know, homeless and what have you. She said something that I had no idea about. It's obviously not as everybody wants to share everyone about their testimony. But sometimes it's just good to hear people's different testimonies. And just my point being said, you know, it's always cool to get to know, you know, people's different testimonies as to how they ended up meeting Jesus, getting saved. I didn't want to say how they found God because the Lord was never lost. You were the one that was lost. I was the one that was lost. I was lost and now I'm found. Now in my life personally, I was born again at an extremely young age. Because I was born into a good, godly Christian home. But had my mom not decided to get right with God, it would have been a different story. But, you know, it's a great thing to be a Christian. It really is, and I'm just so grateful for Jesus. The truth is, we're nothing without Him. And I can remember when I was a lad, like, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14. And I hear my mom pray out loud, you know, oh, we're nothing without you, Jesus. We're nothing without you, Jesus. And there'd be times when I'd ask my mom, well, how do these other people who aren't necessarily saved, how are they making it without it? And I like the way my mom said it. She said, well, Irv, I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't trying to come up with an excuse or anything like that because I respected my mom for making those statements. You know, we're nothing without you. But I understood what that meant. That, you know, we're set apart. Because Jesus said, come out from among ye and be ye separate, says the Lord. That doesn't mean socially distanced. With a mask or face type around your face. No. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about how we were called out by God. Because after all, the person who wrote that verse was not someone from the WHO or the CDC or it wasn't Fauci. If it was Fauci who wrote it, it would have said, come out from among them and stand ye 6 feet apart. Okay, enough of that. But but nonetheless, I'm just so grateful for Jesus. And I've been thinking about this, about what we read last night, where it said the disciples of Jesus were first called Christians at Antioch. And I'm proud to be called a Christian. I'm proud of it. And I don't know why, but when we read it last night, it bubbled up in the inside of me, and I was just like, all excited. When it said, and they were Christians first at Antioch. And it was just, great thing. And so, I want to remind you of our announcements real quick. We have three this time rather than the normal two. The first thing I want to remind you about is the Right to Life event at 2 p.m. at Midland County Courthouse. First, we will meet at the county courthouse, and then we will have a little march down to the St. Bridget's Catholic Church, after which we will have refreshments, as well as short speech from my mother, and a song from none other than this River Shukla, a.k.a. the Miracle Man, whoever that guy is. I don't know who he is. Maybe some of you know who he is. I don't know. Know him from somewhere. But nonetheless, to be able to come to Midland County Courthouse and catch up with us if you want. And we will even God for people to find out what this is all about. Because I believe that the right to life is sacred. And you really, if you're a mother wondering, I mean an expectant mother trying to make that choice, you know, should I go through and have this baby or not? I would say choose life. Choose life. And if for whatever reason you truly don't want the baby, why not choose adoption as an option? Adoption is a good option. If you want to go with that option, adoption is an option. But, as I said, you can go join us on Sunday at 2 o'clock, downtown Midland. On Main Street. The other thing, also I want to remind you real quick of our book, The Story of My Life, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, a God whom my mom could not see but strongly believed in, and you'll be blessed when you read that book, I guarantee it. Because I really want you to read the book. Not just saying it. I really mean that. Because it's the story of how gracious God has been. He's always been on time for me. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that website is riversofmiracles.com. To find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how the book can be a blessing into your life. Because I want you to be blessed by the book. I do. It's not just something I'm saying. And you can go out onto the website to find out more info. The other thing I would like to mention to you really quick is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you get on the website, paypal.com, and in the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that Rivers, that the R in Rivers, the first R in Rivers, is capitalized, and then the S in Shukla is also capitalized. I also would like you to keep in mind that there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please just make a note of that. Please just make a note of that. And so, thank you for that. You want to? I always pray for your seed whenever I get notified that you sow a seed. I always pray over it because I want to see you blessed. Because I know God wants you to be blessed. And that leads me to the verse that I want to sow into your life tonight, where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So how's your soul doing, Dennis? Is your soul prospering? Or is it not prospering, and what kinds of stuff is going on? Just have to look at yourself and wonder, why isn't this working the way it's supposed to? Why am I feeling this way? Why is it, are these things not working for me the way they should? And you can look at yourself and you could say, oh, that's what's wrong. And so I want to see you make it. I want to see you prosper. And so as you prepare to sow your seed, I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. I call you blessed, and I curse poverty, debt, lack of opportunities in the name of Jesus. And now we're going to get into a couple songs, and then we're going to...
Can I try to play your video for the phone song?
Oh, the video?
Music, yeah.
What do you mean the video?
The CD. Is it ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
For your song? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Other one. Nope, not that one. Why is it still on standby?
I don't know. Tiny little fingers, tiny little toes, what she could have been, only heaven knows. Hiding in a safety of her hiding place, with a beautiful head and a precious little face. yawning and stretching and kicking around, moving, responding to her mother's sound. She's light in the deepest part of the darkest night. She's light, even if your is full of strife. A future chemist, an astronaut in space, someone to cure cancer for the human race. A wonderful mind that could have found answers to the questions that have kept us bound. Yawning and stretching and kicking around, moving, responding to his mother's sound. Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your is full of strife. So quickly it's over, it's done so fast, and then your baby is a thing of the past. A precious life will be gone, and you'll hear the whole world weep. And death you've sown, if you take their life and commit that sin, you'll hear the whole world cry. What could have been? Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your own is full of strife. Choose life in the deepest part of the darkest night. Choose life, even if your own is full of strife. Tiny little fingers, tiny little toes, what they could have been, only heaven knows.
Okay, I'm stopping it. Okay.
There. Okay. Now we're going to get into a couple of the songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord, and then we have football predictions to give tonight for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs this weekend. That's just so you know what's to come of the rest of the program for tonight, just so you have an idea of what is to come for tonight. What a moment you have brought me to in freedom. I have found in you, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not growing back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you My past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Forward. What a fool me. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a freedom. No, what a moment you have brought me to. What a freedom I have found in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not going back. Moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you. My past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm here, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you. My past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You give life, you are life. You bring life to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Praise are you, Lord. Let's try that again. You bring life, or you give life. You are love. You bring life to the darkness you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You bring life, life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Yes, we do. You bring life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us, going before us, leading us, guiding us. That, thank you, Lord God, that you go with us today and every day. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. Thank you, Lord God, that you do give life. You are love. You do bring, give light to the darkness. Thank you that you are the hope giver. You're the restorer of every heart that's broken. And you're even the restorer of what's not broken and just needs fixed just a little bit. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You are our helper when we need you. And I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for every one of these listeners that has tuned in tonight. Wherever they're tuning in from, whatever they're doing, that you are meeting them right where they are. And I thank you for this time that we have in your word to learn of you. Thank you that you reveal yourself to us tonight. And all that you just reveal things to us, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you mean to each one of us individually. That you meet us all individually, wherever we are, tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this next little while that we have to study your word. That we can learn from you tonight what it is that you have for us. Lord God, I take a moment right now to pray over our bodies. Lord God, I take authority over all sickness and disease trying to live in our bodies. You didn't put the sickness and disease there. You're the healer. You've got the medicine. You've got your word, Lord God. You are the healer. And I take a minute right now to curse all inflammation, to curse all pain. I curse congestion right now. In the sinuses, in the throat, in the respiratory tract. I curse pain in the stomach. I take authority over headaches. Take authority over COVID, flus, coughs. Thank you that I am well. Listeners, I would say, if I were you, I'd start laying my hand on myself and calling myself well, if I were you. Back, I call you well in the name of Jesus. Ears, I call you well. Neck, I call you well. Eyes, I call you well. Belly, I call you well. Feet, I call you well. Teeth, I call you well. Mind, I call you well. Pancreas, I call you well. Heart, I call you well. Speak and talk to those organs. Pancreas, I call you well. Cornea, I call you well. You know, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you minister to our bodies, that you are the healer. You're the life giver. You are the God that makes us whole. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And I thank you that you use me tonight to deliver your word. And that these listeners will receive this word that you have for them. In your matchless name. And now I take a moment. And I claim tonight. I make my confession and I claim that sponsors and partners come into this program. That finances come in. That increases the listenership come into this program. And in the name of Jesus, most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord, as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Listeners, you wanna study with me a little bit and open up the word? Amen. Let's do it. I'm in Acts 13. Please turn there with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 13. We're continuing on and just start going through the book of Acts. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 13, verse 1. And I want to encourage you, please follow along. Don't just sit there and be not sure what we're doing. No. Be a part. Whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. Amen and amen and amen. Acts 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Neger, Lucius of Cyrene, Mene, to whom had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, well, one version, you know, says, and now they minister to the Lord and pray. And the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work by which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, after they had ministered to the Lord and prayed, they placed their hands upon them and sent them off. Verse 4. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. Or you could say like their armor bearer. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. And there they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet who was named, of all names, Bar Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. Suppressor, who was an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elias, who was the sorcerer, that is what his name meant, means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elimas and said, "You are a child of the devil, enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind. And for a time, you," turn in the page, "you will be unable to see the light of the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he dropped about." And he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Verse 13. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Persia in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Persia, they went on to Pisidian, Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Men of Israel, and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew 7 nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All of this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel, who was the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, with the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, He made David their king, and he testified concerning him. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything that I want him to do. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, "Who do you think that I am? I am not the one. No, but he is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." Brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is by us that this message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus. Yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to our people. We tell you the good news. What God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us. Their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second psalm, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." The fact that God raised him from the dead, never to decay, is stated in these words: "I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David." So it is stated elsewhere: "You will not let your Holy One see decay." For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep, and he was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed. But the one whom God cast from the dead, raised from the dead, did not see decay. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that this Jesus, through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified and could not be justified from by the law of Moses. Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, wander and perish, for I am going to do something in your fathers that you would never believe, even if someone told you. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of God. And the Jews saw the crowds, and they were filled with jealousy. They were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. We had to speak the word of God to you first, since you reject it and you do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life. We now turn to the Gentiles, for this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord. And all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region. The Jews incited the God-fearing women and high standing of the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So, what you see here is what you saw happen was that Paul, so there's that, you see, the church at Antioch, which churches like mine, like the church where I go to here in Midland, are patterned after it. And talks about how in the church at Antioch, you know, there were different prophets and teachers. And it talks about, you know, there's, you know, Barnabas, Paul, and all these other, you know, all these others, a long list. And then it says, you know, God had said, you know, set apart from me, Barnabas, Paul, you know, and the list is long, you know, for the work of the ministry. That's why they were sent. They weren't just sent, you know, to be put on, you know, to be just sent away and make it be like, oh, yeah, I get to leave. No. God sent them out. And Paul and Barnabas, you know, they just went out, going and blowing, preaching the word of God. The first Sunday, you know, Paul was talking to the people about Jesus and what had happened, throughout the time of Saul, and then David, and, you know, their forefathers before them, and then Jesus, and how it was written, you know, neither he won't let his whole your only one CDK and all that, and he was talking about how the people decided to release Barabbas instead of Jesus, and how instead they hung Jesus on a tree, on that cross. And multiple times in Acts, you had the preachers mention that. But first, there was this bow Jesus, who, by the way, this bow Jesus had been interested, but he was real messed up. I remember the nickname, so it's literally bow Jesus. Probably trying to make people think, you know, hey, I'm Jesus. No, he wasn't Jesus. He wasn't like him. But these different people started getting saved. So then, but when Paul and Barnabas were speaking, the service was over. They invited him to come back again and speak the next Sabbath. But the next Sabbath, when they got there, almost the whole city came to hear the word of God. To me, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And different Jews see the crowd, and then they were jealous. They were jealous. And then they asked, you know, why did you accept to speak to us? You know, they're sitting with her. And he's like, you reject the word of God. You rejected it. So that's why I had to do it this certain way. Because we were sent by God. And God told us what we had to do. You know, something I love about Paul is his boldness. And in case you're wondering, you know, maybe boldness is just his personality, because previously he was boldly persecuting Jesus, and then he became a bold teacher, a bold preacher. The way I see it, boldness is not a personality trait. No. I don't think it's a personality trait. Because I don't think serving God necessarily has to do with your personality. I don't think so. But he was, I love how bold he was. And he was not afraid to confront and tell it for what it was. Like the one guy, he said, you are a child of the devil. But he was telling the truth. No. Of course, I wouldn't want to call someone a child of the devil who's not a child of the devil. He was telling it like it was. That's part. And as people in the book of Acts, as people in this last day, we have to be bold. We have to be bold. We have to be Book of Acts love. Not just sitting there in our own little corner. Our own little, you know, churchy corner, doing, you know, what churchy people do and all that, in our own little isolated churchy deal. No. No. We're supposed to be Book of Acts people. Book of Acts people are bold. Book of Acts people stand for what they believe in. They don't just have it handed to them. And so, these people, were sent out after being trained in the things of God. Some people try to think, you know, I should just rise up and go out. No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be brought up and sent out. Sent out. You know, through the blessing of your pastor. You know, my pastor, many pastors have called him, have referred to him as a general, because he is one. He's a general among pastors. Many pastors think of him as a pastor. As their pastor, which is a cool thing to have. And so, we have had a few different people over the years who from my church were sent out as missionaries, or even who ended up becoming pastors. A couple different ones. And they have gone out and flourished, doing the work of God, doing the will of God as God told them what to do. They just went out and did it. And so it's a nice thing. We'll just see here. So, and Barnabas and Paul. Barnabas and Paul, because as you saw right in that chapter, it says in parentheses, Saul, who was also called Paul, and then from there, he started referring to him as Paul. But Paul was sent out from the church at Antioch. And so, I just think about this, and I just go, really is a cool thing to be part of, a great army. And I love Jesus, and the ministry of Jesus. And so When you think of the book of Acts and you think of all these people who got saved, all these people who gave their lives to Jesus, and all the different things happened in the book of Acts, the different things where people have gotten healed, and all these different things. Jesus said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon men. That's what he said. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit. And we are in the last of the last days. And Jesus said he would pour out his spirit. That's what he said, that he would pour out his spirit upon us. He would pour out his spirit upon us. And so, it's an awesome thing. I love it. I really love Jesus. His spirit. Just an awesome thing. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would put this word into good use in our own lives and that we would be what you called us to be and that we would see what you called us to do and get busy with what you called us to do rather than just trying to do our own thing, our own way. And that instead of just rising up and going out, if we're called to go out into the mission field or what have you, may we be risen up rather than just rise up ourselves and just think we can just go out, do it on our own, and that we would be find out what you called us to do in your name, Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. All right, in terms of sports, for football, this weekend you have the Rams of Los Angeles going out, coming east to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. You have Stafford versus Brady. I think that, and who do I think has the edge in this one? I think the winner of this game will be the one with less turnovers. Well, it depends on who can throw the less turnovers. Running could be a factor as well. Who is a better running back? And it could come down to multiple different things. My honest prediction for this one is feeling like $1 million, 31, Ram Trucks, 27. Another NFC matchup. You have the 49ers versus the Green Bay Packers. At Lambeau Field in the cold this weekend. And I tell you, and there I tell you, it's going to be cold in the tundra of Lambeau Field. Oh, but the 49ers, by the way, the 49ers have found a way to knock off the Packers in Green Bay before in the playoffs. And uh, the 49ers, who I think are a good team this year, I think they could pull it off again. I really do. I don't know what the temperature is going to be yet in Green Bay, but I do know this. It'll be low. It'll be lower than what it'll be here. And here in Midland, Michigan, and I know, and they're more north than us, and they're by a lake, so you can expect it to be cold in Green Bay. So, my prediction. 1849-27, all packed up, 21. Now, Tennessee and Cincinnati in Nashville Saturday afternoon. You have the best team in the AFC by record in Tennessee. And then you have the Bengals, who were able to escape the Raiders in Cincinnati, not Vegas. I was about to say they escaped Vegas, but they didn't. But they were already in Cincinnati. But when I think of this game, I see the Titans game, and I see the Titans who are getting healthy just in time. And so I expect a good game from them. And so when I look at this game, my prediction, Titanic, 32, my Bengals. I mean, Cincinnati Bengals, 18. The final AFC game, AFC West, AFC North, you have Kansas City hosting the Bills of Buffalo. And when I look at this one, the Bills, who seem to be unstoppable, they'll have to go to Kansas City. And it depends on if you have the Kansas City of early, where Mahomes was throwing interceptions and all that kind of stuff shows up, or if it's the Kansas City that looks really, 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 really good. And my prediction for this game is hail to the Chiefs. 29, Bob and Bill, 24. So, my predictions, again, in the NFC, I have San Francisco beating Green Bay. And on the other side of the NFC, Tampa Bay beating LA Rams. AFC, Tennessee beating Cincinnati. And on the other side, Kansas City beating Buffalo Bills. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our dwelling, because you, Lord Jesus, have given you angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And if you can make it out someday to that event in downtown Midland, by all means, come. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all on Monday.